But
yeah.
I don't even got to know the words. This is it. Oh, I was with Bad Bunny all day yesterday because I was trying to figure out. I know some of his hits. This one right here is the top one. Mia, Mia.
How could you?
This
song slap. Like, how could you not like this?
This thing be slapping right here, dude, man.
Bad Bunny. Get used to it.
Yeah, man.
Get used to it. Bad Bunny, yeah, the headliner of the upcoming Super Bowl. How many people do you think saw that announcement and said to themselves, who?
A lot. Yeah.
Now, there's also a lot of other people that were like, hell yeah, I love that guy. He's incredibly popular.
This dude performance, dog. Because I know my drunk ass going to be at halftime boogieing to it. Why are you pointing at me, Dylan?
Because this is a collab with Drake. So Dylan had
I never said I don't like Drake.
I did. I didn't like Drake.
I said that Drake got his ass whooped and we all saw it.
Yeah, I agree with
and
that
now
too.
Guys like Dylan are trying to make excuses.
I never really liked Drake. And then I enjoyed the Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. I like Drake. But I mean, yeah, we all saw him get his ass kicked. And then as light skin sensitive, he starts suing. That's all I said. But I like it.
I didn't say any of that. I just said from the very beginning, I was like, fed
up, fed up. But yeah.
Does it surprise you at all if Drake shows up during the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, he won't be there.
That'd be pretty good get back.
If I'm him,
that'd be pretty good, though.
Get back on what?
Because remember, Kendrick, you buried him 6 feet under at halftime last
year. That ass kicking that Kendrick gave him.
It'd be more like a make right.
There's no song that this man can make. This man going after basketball players who can't rap.
I know, but the only way to try to get a little back is to next year be on the Super Bowl halftime.
You can't get no get back from that ass. You can move on.
But you can't just quit. You got to keep fighting.
Jay-Z took the ultimate L.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they kept fighting and became a billionaire.
He kept fighting, but he left Nas ass alone.
That way they became friends. He partnered up with him.
Yeah, left Nas alone. just go on somewhere, Dylan. Go on. You're about bad as my damn son with all that. I'm like, boy, let me tell you something. You can't unkick an ass.
That's true. Yeah. But you can kick the person's ass back, though.
You can't unkick it.
There's boxers that have gotten beat and then come back and win the next one.
This ain't boxing. This word sparring. But this man going out the box. So this is what he need to do. He going out the hoopers, right? Going out the DeMar and Bron and them. Then I think that what they should do is they should play one-on-one then.
Right.
Because I'm not going to out-rap you. I can't out-rap you.
But we can be first to 11.
We can be first to 11.
By
exactly.
Ones.
And I give you 10.
Make it, take it. And you can have the ball.
And you can have the ball. But I didn't know who Bad Bunny is. But then I was like, okay. And then I went down the wormhole. I was like, let me see what. And I was like, I know this damn song. Yeah. But I take at the theater. Don't know nothing the word.
Yeah.
But I know that hookish.
I was similar.
What, Dylan?
I had heard the music. I didn't know it was him. I liked the music. And then there's a bunch of other stuff about him that I like too. Like every time I see Bad Bunny, he just looks like he's having the best
time.
Dude,
his concert, that's all I know. I saw the concert where like a house. The house is the stage.
Yeah.
Man, that damn thing was rocking.
It's going to be great.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be theatric. It's going to be fun. And it's like 20 minutes long, so take it easy.
But yeah,
and he'll probably have some guest stars with him.
He will have three or four.
He'll have some other performers with him.
A little known fact about Bad Bunny, he speaks English.
Yes.
So, don't let it surprise you if he sings something in English.
People
don't care about that.
People don't care about that, man.
People don't care about that, Bo.
They heard that Puerto Rico was a foreign country.
If you thought people were mad about Kendrick.
I'm like, hold on, what?
This is the only thing that could make people more mad.
I hate to break that to you, but
Bad Bunny.
He's as American as you are.
I was like, that was killing me. I was like, okay.
Just right. Another reason to like him. Just another reason to like him. I love it. I love it. Maybe they'll boycott the NFL again like last time. Bunch of crybabies.
Oh my God.
All right. Let's not go too far.
That's the funniest thing I heard yesterday.
Yes, me too. It brought such a big smile to my face, man. All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right. So that's the Super Bowl. We don't know who's going to be playing in it yet, but we know Bad Bunny's going to be there. Probably these guys won't be there. Pretty safe to say these guys won't. But Justin Fields had a hell of a highlight last night.
Under center, Fields. Bootleg out to the right. He wants to throw. He's going to reverse field and run left and get a block. Left sideline, 40. He's at the Dolphin, 30. Cuts it back inside of the 20. At the 10. Weaves to the 5. Into the end zone. That's a Jet touchdown. A busted play on 4th and 1 becomes a weaving Justin Fields touchdown run.
What a hell of a play.
I mean,
what a hell of a play. What a throw and catch by him and Garrett.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a great
that's
I know.
That's Justin Fields.
I know.
Like,
he can do stuff can that do almost stuff. Nobody else can do.
Yeah, but then it gets back like, well, like he ain't been playing bad this year at all.
Bad.
He ain't playing bad at all this year.
It's not entirely his fault that they're 0-4.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not entirely, but it's not even really his fault that they're 0-4.
Right.
I know it's crazy. Like, I don't know that there's been very many players, maybe none, that I've seen play as much as I've seen Justin Fields play, and I still don't know.
Yep. Yep. You
right?
You know he's talented as hell.
I know that. I know
but
that.
That's all you know. You're like, can you be consistent enough that we can look at you as like, we can win with this guy. We can win a championship with this guy as our quarterback.
And these guys obviously can't. And again, that's not his fault. Like, the roster is what it is. But maybe we'll know by the end of the year. I mean, we know they're not going to win a championship with him, clearly.
Are they going to win a game?
They win a game. Well, the other thing, too, is if that comes into play, then they don't want to win games. And then they'll draft a quarterback.
Right.
And they'll go in that direction.
That's what I'm saying. Is he good enough for you not to draft a quarterback?
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
sort of the new frontier. It's not can we win a championship with him. Is can he impressive enough and win enough games for them not to take a quarterback? I really, honestly, again, my answer is I don't know. Here's Zach Taylor. He needs a quarterback because his guy got hurt. Now he's got Jake Browning talking about his defense.
I thought our defense really, second half, held him scoreless until really the last drive of the game. And they did what they could and held them 21 points, a good team on the road. And offensively, we're just not creating enough momentum to put points on the board, put pressure on the other team, get our defense a rest.
Well, I mean, your quarterback situation is as bad as it gets.
Bad as it gets.
As bad as it gets right now because you thought you could catch magic. And that's usually what happens. First of all, you don't ever want to lose a starter. But when you have a backup and he has some success, you automatically think, well, he has success before.
And they paid him. And, I mean, he's got a couple of they signed him to a couple of years off, so off that little stint.
Yeah, so you view it from that standpoint, it just ain't happening right now. And, you know, Zach Taylor's coaching for his job. And it's just a shame because they were able to kind of break a trend. Talking about the organization.
They got off to a good start.
And they – first of all, but then they had a horrible offseason that ended with a point where, hell, look, they will pay people.
Right,
you know
right.
What I mean?
Oh, yeah, that.
You know, and
the
off the
field
stuff. Yeah, then their whole thing was, we got to start fast.
Yeah.
We're going to play in the preseason, all these things. Start out fast.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't want to say like clockwork, but damn it, it seems like it. Joe Burrow gets hurt.
Yeah, he does.
And it ain't no.
He gets hurt
like,
a lot.
When Joe gets hurt.
Right.
Joe be gone. It don't be no hamstring or nothing like that. Joe be gone.
Yeah, you'll see him next year.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff, unfortunately. Also, another major injury from last night, Tyreek Hill. If you haven't seen it, don't. I was watching the other game, and then I saw people tweeting about it, and they were like, dang, ESPN, stop showing it. I didn't see it, and I don't want to see it. If you haven't seen it, don't look at it, but he's going to be out for the remainder of the year. Dislocated his knee, tore his ACL, other ligaments as well.
Man. It's going to be it was a catastrophe what happened, and, you know, he's on the wrong side of 30. We know how big of a speed merchant he is. This is going to be his last year in Miami anyways.
Yeah.
And, like, he went back for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went back for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of injuries, here's John Harbaugh talking about Lamar Jackson.
There was no way he was going to go back in the game. The injury precluded it, you know. During the game, you know, you really just – you're playing the next series as a coach, but there was no way he could go back in the game. I know Lamar. If he could have gone in the game, he would have been in the game. That's how he is.
All right. Well, that doesn't tell us much about the future.
I'm pretty sure they'll say something tomorrow.
Okay.
But it was like, it's unfortunate, man. They are banged up. I saw Roquan's going to be out for a couple
weeks. Marlon Humphrey's
out.
You mentioned this yesterday. Matt Ibuki's out for the season.
Yeah, man. They got some issues on that defense. They were already playing good. But when you lose Matt Ibuka, he is an elite player on your interior. But it's gonna be rough, especially if Lamar misses games.
Right. That I know that the defense has been bad. They've given up more points than anybody in the first. I will say they played the Bills, the Lions, the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But now they got Houston, I think Rams bye.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think Houston Rams bye. I think that's
what it is. Well, Houston feel pretty good about that probably.
Yeah.
Rams are playing good, man.
The Rams are a good damn football
team. Just throw it to Puka every play.
13 damn catches. I'm unbelievable. I saw that John Lynch came out and said that Purdy and Pearsall are questionable for Thursday night's game.
Pearsall had a hell of a catch.
Yes.
That guy's excellent at one-handed catches.
He's good.
Remember that catch he made at Florida?
Yeah, he can grab it. He can go get it, man. But yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Who they play Thursday?
Here's the Ravens' upcoming games. By the way, you're close. Texans, Rams, Bear. Oh no, you're right. Yeah, Texans, Rams, bye. Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns.
Oof.
So it gets easier.
It gets easier.
It gets easier after the bye, but Rams are tough.
Man, our Brown Grass Classic Charity Classic is back. We want you to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf and a great cause. Sports Radio 99 Games, third annual Brown Grass Charity Classic. Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now, here's your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com and click the event link. But do it now because foursomes are going quickly. You think we get to play this one this year?
I think we'll broadcast from it, and then I'll play five holes when we get off the air.
All right, there we go. That's
what I was doing the math. I know I get to play five holes on November 24th.
Yeah, man. But
it's probably the next time I get to play.
Lot of fun, guys. It's our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, and it's benefiting Pets for Vets.
It's a really fun event.
It's real fun.
Yeah, they do a great job. All right, we'll grab a break. We'll come back and get back into some college football. Mike Conti with some interesting.
Why don't they invite me to play? They let you play five holes. Why can't I play five?
I think they do.
No. And I would say, Andy, you want to play?
Oh. You want?
I got to check my calendar.
It's November 24th.
No, I'm talking about my calendar, what I have to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they don't ask you.
Yeah.
Because every time they ask you, you say stuff like that. We'll talk college football coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.